This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Last month, Chance the Rapper stopped by WBEZ's sister station Vocalo to chat with on-air hosts Biko, Nudia Hernandez, and me, Ayanna Contreras. During our conversation, he laid out his reasons for purchasing the Chicagoist News website, possible future plans for it, and discussed his civic education endeavors. One thing that I noticed you did a while ago, and this came up, was that you bought Chicagoist, which I thought was like kind of a baller move. Like, tell me about how that came about and what you plan to do.
Yeah, so I think it was 2018. I was going Christmas shopping, and I was going to get a camera from my aunt, who's a photographer. And I went to Best Buy, and there was a dude that was helping me get the cameras. And like right before I checked out, he told me, "Hey, you know, I met you a couple of times." He was like, "I used to be a photographer for DNA Info. You always rocked with me and were always nice, and I just wanted to say thank you because that place doesn't exist anymore. And that's why I work at Best Buy." And I was like, "What do you mean?" He was like, "Well, it got shuttered." And what he explained to me was that basically Gothamist, which owns Chicagoist, DCist, San Franciscoist, all of those IST publications, and also owned DNA Info, when the Ricketts family, who owns the Cubs in Chicago, bought Gothamist, the offices there decided to unionize because they didn't need a union before they were owned by the Ricketts, but now they would. And as soon as they decided to unionize, the Ricketts shuttered the business. Like, they basically made it defunct so that they wouldn't have to pay any wages or do anything. And so what that did was that basically was a furlough or a layoff of all these people that worked at these different publications around the country. And a lot of great photographers, a lot of great writers and editors all just lost their jobs just because they were looking for fair wages. And the guy at Best Buy told me that Chicagoist was looking for a buyer and that it probably wouldn't be that expensive. And I was like, "They're really looking for a buyer?" And he was like, "Yeah." So what happened was I ended up reaching out to the people that bought the Chicagoist. I think WBEZ was one of the people that were looking to buy the Chicagoist. And the public radio in New York was who bought the Gothamist. So they were looking for different people to sell to. And I came in at the asking price and I waited around to see if anybody was going to match it or go higher. And that never, you know, happened. You guys were lower?
Yeah, we were broke.
Well, I was still, you know, there's still room. Also, if you wanted to broker it, there's still room for you guys to come and be a part of it. You know?
I think we just want to be a part of it.
Yeah, I want you guys to be a part of it. And I don't mean to use the word broker. It's not a financial thing. I didn't buy it because I wanted to make a bunch of money. I bought it because I think that there's a stronger journalism scene that's to be had in Chicago. I think that hyper-local journalism, the journalism around the court circuits, around police misconduct, around missing persons and stuff that's hyper-local could be strengthened. The first thing that we did with Chicagoist was we did a civics educational video. So we did like a piece in collaboration with Black Club Shy and Tribe. Was it with Tribe? I think, yeah, with Tribe and with Charles Preston, who writes for The Defender, where we did like a breakdown on how the aldermanic campaigns work, how the campaign war chests work, just a bunch of like kind of just like a little deep dive into how nepotism in Chicago works. And that was really dope. And then we did like a voter information website. We're just in a space right now where we're kind of just trying to find the right people to work with, so that we can eventually launch. But it's been a cool thing, just like things that I've learned. You know, the first year that we got it, we went to NABJ in Detroit, and I met a lot of lifelong friends in the journalism world and black writers and editors that, you know, have helped me with other stuff since. And I think, like, you know, it's all in due time. I think there are people that are like waiting to see what I do with it. And I think that they'll be pleasantly surprised when it does materialize. But it's also cool kind of just being a black dude that people, like white journalists, could point to and be like, this nigga the system.
Like,
that's no, no, I'm not. I do own the Chicagoist, though. Yeah. I wish you guys could see me flex in the studio.
Because
there's going to be somebody that hears this that's salty. That's like, he hasn't done anything with the Chicagoist in 4 years.
It's coming.
Still own it, though.
Yeah, before.
For more of our interview with Chance, visit vocalo.org.